When Miss Pauline finally comes to understand that the stone walls of her house have begun to move, she knows she will die before her 100th birthday, just over a month away. She sleeps in her mother's iron bed, under a light sheet, the mosquito net pulled close. And for the past 7 nights, she's been woken by unfamiliar noises. The first time it happened, she considered getting up to investigate, but the noise stopped. Country night full of sound, she whispered aloud to reassure herself. She's not someone who has struggled to sleep at any point in her life. Not after bereavements, not with newborns, not when her baby father went to build roads for months, or when her boy child came home with torn clothes and swollen eyes. Not when her girl child became a mother and took up with a man she disliked. Never with indecision or worry, sickness or remorse. Not when her monthlies stopped coming. Not after the wounds of loss or disaster. Not even when her dreams became the recurring nightmare of an underground cavern below an unreachable hole in the rock, arousing guilt that clung like mortar. Not when she began calling herself old at 80. But night after night, she's been roused. First by her body, and then by the noises. Her stomach cramps. Her fingers ache. She's thirsty. One night, a rustling, easily dismissed as small nocturnal animals outside, going about their business. The next, a swishing, like a storm through the trees. But when she goes to the half-open sash window, the night is windless. On the third night, she hears the scrape of a heavy stone being pulled through pebbly mud, wet and grasping. The fourth brings the rumble of river stones being sieved. The fifth and sixth nights are split by a cracking. Like men breaking stone with hammers and pickaxes. Men hauling stone. Men quarrying. She shudders and her fear feathers her skin. She pulls the sheet up, but it presses down on her body. She thinks of a shroud.